John Pfeiffer from the Women's Center is in studio with me today. Talk about one of my favorite subjects, chocolate. I love chocolate. Good morning, John.
Good morning, April. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm excited. This sounds so great.
Even more excited if you get yourself to the Carbondale Civic Center next Friday. That's February 7th, 6 to 9 p.m., our 21st annual Taste of Chocolate fundraiser.
Wow, 21 years. That's great. That's really awesome. Now, of course, the Women's Center is a wonderful organization, but very quickly, tell us just a little bit about what you guys do.
We have sort of three major, divisions would be the word for it. We have our shelter located in Carbondale that's for survivors of domestic violence, women, men, children. And we also have offices throughout our other eight counties in Benton, Harrisburg, and in Marion. And we do counseling advocacy. Our court advocates are in the courthouses in Saline County, Williamson County, and Franklin County every morning at 7:30, working with people who are looking to obtain orders of protection to keep themselves and their family safe. That happens every day of the week. Monday through Friday. And then we have our rape crisis services to help people who have been sexually abused or sexually assaulted. And then our education division, our mission is to eliminate domestic violence and sexual assault, obviously a major undertaking, but it starts with education. Unfortunately, on the newscasts that air here, domestic violence and sexual assault are on your newscast far too often, whether it's a prominent sports figure, politician, or just something going on locally. So Rachel Brenningmeyer, our prevention educator, tries to get out into schools from elementary up through high school into colleges to try to work with people to understand the topics.
So many wonderful things. And this is a big fundraiser for you guys, Taste of Chocolate. So tickets are on sale. And what do they get with the ticket?
Tickets are $40 and they're available right now on the womenscenter.org. That's the women's, womenscentr.org. If you've got a desktop or a laptop, you click on the icon upper left-hand corner. If you're on a tablet or a phone, just scroll down on our homepage. You can buy as many tickets as you want. It's really a low-key event. There's no program. You come in, you begin bidding on silent auction items. You can start doing that before the doors technically open at 6 o'clock. And then we have great vendors who provide chocolate-infused goodies from pulled pork, chili, chocolate-covered chicken wings.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds amazing.
All of the sweet stuff from Cristado's, One Hot Cookie, Larry's House of Cakes, Cool Spoons, Insomnia Cookies, just fantastic array of things. And then, of course, that all leads up to the live auction where we, again, have a wonderful array of things for people to bid on.
Just in time for Valentine's Day. It sounds like a great night out, at least
in my opinion,
with all things chocolate.
Hoonan's this year is providing the bar service, so before the live auction, we certainly encourage people to have a drink or two or three or whatever. I'll help them bid a little higher.
I understand. What a great night. 21st annual Taste of Chocolate coming up on Friday, February 7th. So once again, how can they get tickets for this?
Get tickets by coming to the Women's Center in Carbondale on Thompson Street. Tickets are available also in Carbondale at Furniture King. If you're coming from the east and don't want to sort of make it all the way into town, you can sneak into Furniture King. Diane will set you up with some tickets, so you can buy them online at thewomenscentr.org.
Have a great night. Help out a wonderful cause, a wonderful group in Southern Illinois that's doing so many good things with Taste of Chocolate. John Pfeiffer, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. It sounds like a great celebration. Here's Kool and the Gang on Magic.